the other consideration would be a non-anthracycline regimen, again, in my view, just to minimize the exposure to cardiac risk, perhaps even later in life, theoretically. And TCH would be, you know, also on the table based on the BCRG adjuvant 006 clinical trial, which clearly showed in the lymph node negative subset that there was a statistically significant benefit in favor of trastuzumab-containing regimens number one, and in particular, the TCH regimen was superior in terms of therapeutic index because of its lack of cardiotoxicity, essentially.
So I do want to come back, Neil, if I can, and just say that this is in this case, which is one of the most aggressive pathologies we have ever seen with lymphovascular invasion straight the way through the 0.5 centimeter lesion. Most of our node negatives, node negative, less than 1 centimeter, we do not treat.
Just to be clear, going back to you, Mark, because it was interesting when the first BCRG data set came out, even though you all were saying, you know, we really can't tell the difference statistically between TCH and AC followed by docetaxel trastuzumab, I know I had asked you, what are you actually doing in your practice? And you were still sticking with an anthracycline.
That's correct.
Now, did that change?
Yes, it probably has changed.
I think a lot of people have changed since that presentation.
The first presentation of the BCRG 006 adjuvant cohort last December really, I think, visually emphasized, because of the way the Kaplan-Meier plots were presented, it showed it with an axis break below the 50% disease-free survival point. So it magnified visually the differences in the Kaplan-Meier plots between the ACTH and TCH arms. And visually, it looked like maybe there might be an advantage to the anthracycline. And with the TOPO2 preliminary data, which, albeit was retrospective subset analysis that wasn't statistically significant, we still wanted to believe that, you know, TOPO2 is the target of the anthracyclines, and maybe for that cohort, you really do need it. That was a nice hypothesis. But with longer follow-up, more mature data, and essentially all the cohort analyzed for TOPO2 at this point in time, there's clearly really no difference between the anthracycline and non-anthracycline arms. And in retrospect, if you would have done the Kaplan-Meier analysis last year and put in the error bars, you probably would not have been so impressed by that anthracycline arm after all, because the error bars absolutely overlap completely. Moreover, if it would have been plotted, as I've seen it plotted by the real database from the BCRG statistician when it was initially reported to the DSMB, the original Kaplan-Meier plot showed almost no light in between those two arms because it was on a 0 to 100 scale, as it should be. And so I think the graphical presentation of the data actually probably emphasized something that we all wanted to believe, which may, at the end of the day, may not prove to be true.
So, Mark, you have a node-negative patient, too, so let's hear about that.